Michigan, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama says the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. He said, without the deal, the world risks having another war in the most volatile region in the world. And Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, told the Iranian people that the deal with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation with the U.S. on other issues. He said, we have no negotiations with America about various global and regional issues. We have no negotiations on bilateral issues. The Ayatollah spoke to Iranians Saturday at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran as the nation celebrated the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, most of them Saudis, Saturday with suspected links to the Islamic State militants. Interior Ministry accused those arrested of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosque in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Death toll from a massive car bombing near Baghdad continues to climb. As many as 130 are dead in an attack claimed by the Islamic State. Authorities are calling the attack, which wounded at least 170 others, the worst such bombing targeting Iraqi civilians in the past decade. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington today. The threat posed by Boko Haram expected to top the agenda when he meets with President Obama. U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in its fight against the militants. This is VOA News.